Selling makes the world go round. If you ask the average man or woman on the street to describe a salesperson, what do you think they would say? Slimy? Rip-off merchant? Shyster? Con artist? Pushy? Fast-talking? Flashy? Manipulative? Snake oil salesman? Dave the dodgy double-glazing guy? Arthur Daly-style used car merchants? Liars? Deceitful? And they're just the more polite comments. With that stereotype floating around our society, is it any wonder that the world of selling is regarded with suspicion? I'm prepared to place a bet that very few people listening to this book were encouraged by their parents to pursue a career in selling. It is not exactly the career most parents have in mind for their children. Be a doctor, solicitor, manager, shop assistant, perhaps even a bank robber, but not a salesperson. Is it any wonder that parents would feel like this, with the stereotypical salesperson being so mistrusted? So, if selling isn't top of most people's career choices, then how do people become salespeople? Perhaps people end up in selling because they just aren't good at anything else. Perhaps selling is what you do if you can't find a proper job. After all, who would choose to manipulate people for a living? This erroneous view of salespeople annoys me. I'm not surprised by it, just annoyed by it. And why do people have this view of salespeople? Because, in many cases, it is true. There are just too many salespeople who use manipulative tactics. There are too many commission-hungry bandits in the field. So, is it any wonder that people are suspicious of salespeople? But, in order to understand selling, we need to go further than these all-too-common stereotypes. Because I believe, and so will you by the time you've finished listening to this chapter, that selling makes the world go round. According to the song, money makes the world go round. A catchy song, but factually incorrect. It is selling, not money, that makes the world go round. Nothing happens until someone sells something. Pause for a moment while listening to this book and take a look around you. Take a good look around the environment you're in. Apart from very few items, everything will have been sold. As I'm writing these words, I'm using my laptop, which was sold to me by a very helpful salesperson at the computer shop. I'm using Microsoft Word. A salesperson from Microsoft will be involved somewhere along the way. Yes, even the mighty Microsoft has salespeople. My laptop is plugged into the mains. I signed up for my current electricity supplier when a salesperson knocked on my front door and told me that I could save money by switching suppliers. My laptop is sitting on my desk, sold to me by the salesperson at the office suppliers. I'm sitting on my chair, also sold to me by the same salesperson at the same office suppliers. A great example of selling. I was buying a desk, so they sold me a chair to go with it. And, come to think of it, a filing cabinet and a desk lamp, too. Now that's what I call selling. My office is in my house, which was sold to me by an estate agent. I could carry on. And indeed, I shall. Even if you go to buy a pint of milk from your local shop, you can be certain that selling was responsible for it. Someone from a wholesaler sold the shop the milk to sell to you. Someone sold the shop owner the till to put your money in. Someone sold the owner of the shop the fridge your milk is stored in. Someone sold the owner the sticky price labels to put on the milk. Someone sold the shopkeeper the system he or she uses to organise the wages to pay the person who is taking your money and putting it into the till, and so on and so forth. The very reason that you're listening to this book is that I sold the idea to my publisher and convinced them to publish it. I had to sell them the concept that it was a good idea for a book, and if I'd not sold them on the idea, you would not be listening to this. Any company or organisation needs a variety of people so that it can operate effectively. So, let's hear it for all the great people from accounts, marketing, warehousing, delivery, customer service, manufacturing, research and development, IT, human resources, training, and so on. And if you're a one-person business, then give yourself a big pat on the back because you deserve it. However, all of these people rely on the salespeople. If the salespeople don't sell, Then the rest of the company falls over. Everyone, yes, everyone in a company relies upon the salespeople. Nothing happens. No deliveries, no marketing budget, no accounts receivable, no customers to provide service to until someone sells something. I want to impress on you how vitally important selling is. Nothing happens until someone sells something. So, if you want to make things happen for your company, then you need to get good, really damn good, at selling. Selling is the oldest profession in the world. The entire commercial history of mankind has revolved around selling. Business, from its earliest form to today's commercial world, has revolved around the essential selling process. Therefore, if nothing happens until someone sells something, then it has to be the oldest profession in the world. I do appreciate that some of you listening may consider something else to be the oldest profession in the world. However, that is just a subset of selling, isn't it? But I'm not a salesperson. You may or may not consider yourself to be a salesperson. I'm guessing the fact that you're listening to this book means you have an interest in selling. Perhaps you don't like to consider yourself as a salesperson because of the stereotypes that exist about the selling profession. However, even if you have never been in a selling role, you have still been involved in selling. You see, when you succeeded at getting a job after an interview, you sold yourself. When you convinced someone that you were right about something, that your idea was a good one, you were selling. You may not have thought that you were selling, but that is what you are doing. I firmly believe that anyone can become good at selling. The bare-knuckle selling process will enable you to sell and sell well. Why selling should be a reputable and honest profession. Let us leave the stereotypical salesperson concept and really understand what selling is about. There are, and probably always will be, people who manipulate and con people, who may be referred to as salespeople. They are not, in my book, salespeople. Salespeople, and the process of selling, are the essential process that keeps the modern commercial world turning. Nothing happens until someone sells something. Selling involves helping people to understand what they need, and then, if your product or service can genuinely help them, convincing them to buy it. Please note the if in that last sentence. The if is very important. The bare-knuckle selling mirror test. This test is very simple and very powerful. If you want to be really successful at selling, then you need to do it. Go and stand in front of a mirror. Look yourself straight in the eyes and ask yourself if your products and services and how you sell them genuinely helps people and adds value to their lives or businesses. If the answer is a resounding yes, then you'll be able to give yourself fully to selling. If there is any hesitation, then you need to examine what it is you sell and how you sell it. When you sell properly, you don't need to con, manipulate, bamboozle, or rip anyone off. You simply make sure you understand what someone really needs and then help them to get it. That is what selling is about. That is something you can be proud of. If the person does not need and will not benefit from your product or service, then just move on to someone who will. In this way, selling just becomes easier and easier as you build up a larger and larger base of clients and customers who will recommend your products and services to others. In this way, selling can be regarded as an honest and reputable profession. It is a profession that you can be proud to be a part of. The three rules of bare-knuckle selling. Here are three simple rules. If you follow them, then your success in selling is guaranteed. Rule one. Your customers, and customers-to-be, are not stupid. In today's world, people are more educated and informed than ever before. People are more sophisticated and discerning. People just don't fall for blatant and manipulative tactics. I get a little frustrated when I'm told that the sale ends on Friday. I know, and you know, that it is immediately replaced with a new sale that starts on Saturday. People know that there is no such thing as a free lunch. No one is very surprised or excited when they get selected to enter the Reader's Digest free prize draw. So the successful salesperson treats their customers and customers-to-be with the respect they deserve. Rule 2. Sell how you like to be sold to. When I ask people how they like to be sold to, I always get some very similar responses. People like to be treated with respect and courtesy. People like to be listened to. People like the salesperson to be really interested in finding out what they want. People want the salesperson to put their interests first. People want to be helped to make a decision that is right for them. Why, then, would anyone attempt to sell any differently? To a certain extent, you already know what good selling is. Rule 3. Sell only to people who need what you've got. People are convinced that salespeople want to sell them something. They're right, so tell them what you're up to. Perhaps because of previous encounters, people can be rather suspicious of salespeople. In the back of their mind, they're worried that the salesperson will try to push them into buying something they don't want. To overcome this fear, just tell people what you're doing. Tell them that your company exists by engaging in commercial transactions or relationships with customers. You provide products and/or services to customers, and they pay money for them. However, what you do first is to understand what is important to the prospective customer. When you understand this, you will see if your products and/or services can help them. And if they can, then you will recommend an appropriate solution. A customer can then decide to say yes or no to the proposal. By being upfront with a customer, you remove any fears they may have and establish trust with them. The bare-knuckle selling process. When people first encounter the concept of a process or a structure for selling, they sometimes worry that this will make them into some sort of selling robot. The bare-knuckle selling process does exactly the opposite. When you've internalized a robust selling process, this allows you to respond instinctively and automatically when you're in front of a customer. The process acts as a guideline or as a handrail to guide you through the sale. In order to be successful at selling, you must have a structure. If you do not have a robust selling structure, then you can lose track of where you are during the sales call. In the to and fro of the conversation with the customer, you may drift off track and lose the plot. And the sale, you may forget to cover some important areas which may later jeopardize the sale. There are no slick sales scripts to follow with bare-knuckle selling. There is no one-size-fits-all approach with bare-knuckle selling. We will be treating all of our customers as unique individuals with a unique set of needs. We will be treating each and every one of our customers with respect. We will remain flexible and yet disciplined in our approach. With bare-knuckle selling, you will have a robust and reliable process that will guide you through the essential steps of a good sales call. The process is a guide, not a cage. You will be able to be yourself, to use your style, your personality, and your words. In this way, you will come across as natural and authentic to your customers. You will be able to combine your own unique personal style with a robust and reliable process to guide you through the sales call. This is an unbeatable combination. The 10 steps of bare-knuckle selling. Here are the 10 steps that we will be covering in detail as you listen further. Before the sales call. Step 1. Plan and prepare. Step 2. Set smash objectives and get into a top 10 state. During the sales call. Step 3. Introduce, hook and get rapport. Step 4. Understand customer needs and criteria. Step 5. Understand the customer's budget. Step 6. Get the agreement to proceed. Step 7. Propose and present. Step 8. Reinforce needs, criteria and solutions. Step 9. Secure the result. after the sales call. Step 10. Follow-up. When followed correctly, these 10 steps will take you to new heights of selling success. Please note that throughout the book I will be referring to the people you are selling to as customers. I appreciate that some of the people you will be selling to will be prospective customers, or prospects as they are known in the selling profession, but for ease I referred to all of these people as customers. Who knows? Perhaps if you act as if all your prospects already are customers, then more of them will be. So, without any delay, please join me in the next chapter, where we will look at the first step of the bare-knuckle selling process.